Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon and my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Woohoo! so excited to be here with you all, and so excited you're here with us, because it gets kind of funny sometimes. I mean, we entertain each other a lot, but it's nice when we have others coming in and joining the party. So anybody who knows this knows, you know, how true that is. And so anyway, and we just had some funny stuff happen right before the show. So if we just bust out laughing.
If we bust out laughing, then you just know it's an inside joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so if we lose track, well, nothing's new. So anyway, to continue on our QHHT Level 3 series, so excited. Christine, I think you're our newest, aren't you? No. We have one more since you. That's right.
Yeah.
It keeps happening. Oh, my gosh. It just keeps ticking away. But anyway, one of our newest Level 3 practitioners,
okay,
Christine Clark. Yay. So wonderful to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so glad we're doing this.
Yay. You're in Canada, right?
Yep, Montreal.
Okay, so
Montreal.
All you northerners. Well, that Tracy's included in that. Okay.
Oh yeah, Tracy, where are you from?
I'm in Oregon. So.
Oh, nice. Okay, good. Well, I was born in Alberta, which is Canada. This is Eastern Canada that I've been living in now and raised my family. So. Yeah, Montreal, woohoo! Woo!
Fantastic. So, anyway, Christine, what I want to do today is I want everybody to get to know you. And one of the best ways for people to get to know each other is, because what do we do in a session? To get to know somebody, we ask lots of questions. We have them tell us their life story, right?
Nice.
So that's what I would like. She's like, oh boy, great. It is level 3 over again. So, no, but what I want you to do is like talk about your journey of you know, coming to QHHT, but definitely coming into the metaphysical world and everything, because that is so interesting for everyone. You know, and everybody has their different journeys, and everybody relates to everybody else in different ways and stuff. So, and you know, I heard your story. I heard some of it in the Level 3 class, but I want to hear your story. I want to see how your whole journey that you got here. So,
well, it's interesting. You mentioned you got a little bit of the story when we were in Level 3 together, because I have an update on some of that stuff from that came in just last week. I had my own session last week, and there was some information that came in about that, but I'll get to that a little bit later on.
Wonderful.
Look at her bait us.
Uh-huh,
so that was,
I know.
Exactly.
Right. So, I started off just very, very much like I saw myself as a first waver when I first came across Dolores Cannon's books. And that's how I, you know, really got into it in the beginning, like many people and like many of the clients that, especially in the beginning when I first started this work, I was attracting. So.
Okay, but let's go back further.
Yeah. Yes, a really interesting first part of my life. The firstborn of three. Just not fitting in, just not like in a bubble and not being able to connect. And people just looking at me like weird, like right from the time I was little. And I just felt such a disconnect from my environment and everything that was going on, and struggled in school. You know, it's so signature. I was raised by a father who was in the Air Force, so military background, upbringing, so very, very tough. Yeah, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah. So really super tough on me. and went about life continuing that toughness on myself. So being really super hard on myself, having all kinds of life experiences, just like all over, like all kinds of different life experiences.
I don't mean to interrupt, but okay, with the Air Force or with the military upbringing, did you travel a lot?
No, we didn't travel a lot for the work, for my father's work, because by that point he became an air traffic controller.
Okay.
Air Force Base, married my mom, I was conceived, and so we didn't travel.
Okay.
That
can add to that. You have the military sternness, and then they're moving all the time too. You have all these different dynamics that are going on.
Yeah. Well, you know, I will say we did move a lot. I did not ever stay in one place for more than 3 years my entire life. The place I'm living in now is it's been 6 years, and it's the first time in my life that
I've. Isn't that the weirdest feeling?
Are you getting an itch to move?
I'm like on this loop. Like I think I need to leave, and I'm like in paradise here. There's no reason to go anywhere. The environment's perfect for me, and I keep thinking like I've got to, like, you know. It's anyway, that's going to come up later too, because I found a lot of information.
Okay, I'm sorry I interrupted, but I was just.
No, I know how it goes.
You needed to know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Stop me, interrupt me anytime. It's all good. I'm sure you're doing me a favor.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so you were, I'm trying to think where I interrupted you. Okay, you were, he's an air traffic control, you're the military.
So my father and his side of the family, his mother in particular, my Nana, who looks so much like your mom. Very metaphysical. Had a lot of metaphysical experiences. On two occasions, I was brought to the control tower during a night shift. And I would sleep in the staff room on the couch. That was my outing. And I recall being brought up to the control tower a couple of times before I had to like go lie down until my dad brought me home. And that was an outing for me. And there were visits, extraterrestrial visits and experiences experienced in that control tower, both when I had been there. But then my father coming home and telling me stories like, in like white as a ghost and just like in this trance, and he'd make himself a rye and a Coke and sit down and get me out of bed and while everyone's still sleeping and proceed to tell me all about this.
Interesting.
Oh my goodness. It's like, I don't even like where to begin. Being an air traffic controller, he did a lot of hunting and camping and fishing at that time. So he brought his family with him. And we, you know, so many times we saw the Aurora Borealis and really in these non-government regulated campgrounds. So really like the real wilderness. It would take hours by old logging roads to get into these places where my dad knew of, and would, you know, we would set up camp for 3 to 4 weeks at a time. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine the possibilities out there in the mountains, in the Rocky Mountains, like hardcore.
You're saying that and I'm thinking bears.
Oh man. You know, I have so many bear stories. Absolutely. Oh yeah. A lot of bear stories. But I grew up just believing in Bigfoot and believing in just all kinds of stuff. So I was really, really open in that way. So
this is the second show with Bigfoot being mentioned. Have you seen Bigfoot?
I have not. No, but I felt Bigfoot.
Closer, though. Yes.
But okay.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll go back to
when
that.
I was a child, I would take, my dad would get us to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches before we went to the bathroom before bed, just in case we did run into Bigfoot, that we had something to feed him so that, you know, we could come back alive. So every night before we went potty, the three of us had to have these sandwiches to take with us. So yeah, it was you know, good ground for, you know, opening up your mind. So I'm actually very grateful for that, that kind of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say that actually sounds kind of fun and like a little bonding experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I figured this dude was just the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I would go off during the day and have these imaginary conversations and hoped and wished that I would run into Bigfoot and really believed that he was out there, or she or they.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was the norm pretty much. Leaving home got a little hairy. There was a lot of life experiences before I settled down and had my children.
Is that another way of saying you had a wild period?
Oh, wild, honey. So many near death experiences. Like I should not be sitting here. I mean, we know
that's wild.
you were pushing the envelope there.
I was really pushing the envelope. Oh yeah. And but even as a child, I was very, very sick. I came in with pneumonia at birth. Wow. It was just one thing after another. Any kind of strange childhood disease, I would get it. Anything rare, I would get it. Typical starting stuff. A Taurus,
okay. Well, I know somebody, I was thinking, you know, Virgos like to do that. So I'm just, okay.
Okay. Anyway,
I don't know, this random things, you know, they're just popping into my
head. I know, it's very curious. Thanks for being patient with us, Christine.
Oh, you're my tribe.
Okay, so a lot of illnesses, that's really interesting.
Oh, and that continued even after leaving home. Then I would get the just these crazy weird flus, and I just always somehow managed to wind up on top eventually. Really crazy stuff. Had some metaphysical experiences. I just wanted to shut it down. I wasn't ready for that. Yeah. But
okay. About what age was that? Because I bet we have a lot of people that went through something like that.
Okay, yeah. So this was in the 1980s, and this was between the ages of 18 and 20 primarily.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the School of Hard Knocks all the way, had to learn the hard way all the way, but I was a survivor, and you know, that was what my father had given me. Mm-hmm. And then I had two beautiful children, 14 months apart, girl and a boy. Settled down here in Montreal, and I got into the fitness industry and have been teaching fitness since the late 1990s.
Nice.
Spiritual arts simultaneous. They were always parallel with one another. So evolved through that. Then I became a single mom and continued to work in the healing arts and in the fitness industry. And then I started to graduate into mindful movement. And that's when I started getting very interested in the mind. Mm-hmm. And seeing in these small group classes how I could instantly tell when one person was staying in their fields and when others were not, and how the one that was staying sort of in their own lane, in their own energy, could influence the other ones, the other people who were not, in one way, and the other people who are not could also influence one and the others that were also not in their. And I really didn't have the intellect to talk about it at the time, but I started really becoming interested, and through this mindful movement, I was already putting people in a trance state by keeping them in the moment with the breath and the motion simultaneously. So it was a real natural sort of segue into the hypnosis, you know. And when I read there that all it takes is you want to help people and all of that kind of stuff, I took off. I was signed up for level one in Arkansas, and I think it was 2017, within 3 days of seeing a YouTube video of the three waves of volunteers. I was just like on fire.
That sounds about right.
It was just like, I could not get there fast enough. And it's really funny with the level one, in Arkansas. First of all, I love that little motel on that rock of crystal in the pool, and just love everything about that. I actually plan on going back there just to have a vacation, just to chill and really see the town. But it was so funny because every day in class, I would actually, and at this point, I hadn't really started imagining animations. But I was a cartoon. I was like a wild banshee with this wild hair doing cartwheels and flips in the air. Every time something was being said in class, I was just soaring. And I knew I was in the right place. And it's so funny because this animated version of me, I just never left my mind's eye. It was just always there. And it was fun. It was really, really fun because of the feeling that came along with it. Like, I'm really where I need to be. I feel like I'm home. And I have, you know, I've got about 30, at least 30 modalities under my belt to do spirituality and fitness. Like, you name it, I have probably done it. And this was just... you know, always ongoing workshops and conferences and whatnot. I'd never take a vacation unless I was learning something. So this wasn't anything out of the norm being at this level one class. And I always have to do things in person. I'm not an online person. And just this cartoon character just was with me the whole time. And it was just so amazing. I was really... and very emotional at the time at the sight of Dolores, or the sound of her voice, or the mention of her name. Very, very emotional. Like, I'm talking floodgates opening, can't control myself. And that actually continued. That continued into level two as well. Now I've got myself under control, but the emotions are still there. And it's really heartwarming. Yeah. So the level one, I remember Diane in the level one, we were getting up as a group to talk about our practice, our first practice session, right. And not talk about my higher self without bawling my head off. And I remember Diane grabbing her chair on the panel from where she was sitting, and she sat up in front right in my face, and she says, "Now, when you can talk about it without crying, then you know you're healed." And that changed me for life. That day on, she had such an impact on me that it was just like, wow, it was unbelievable. But all I wanted out of that course was to actually meet my higher self and to have an experience. And so for me, I could have gone home after the session. You know, it would have been perfect. Mm-hmm. So that was my experience with the level one. And then I did the level two the next year in Vancouver, or that same year, but in the fall, Vancouver. The animations were coming back in the classroom. And that cartoon character of me, yeah, that banshee, yeah, with wild hair, uh-huh, lips and cartwheels, that was all coming back in the classroom.
That is so funny.
I was loving it. It was just...
Maybe that's your symbol. That's your... From your higher self. It's like, yes, you're in the right place. Yes, right. You're...
Without a doubt.
Are you getting that right now? Right now. Yeah.
She's there. She's still there. She's still perfect. There.
Yeah.
But because I deal with the body... It's very visceral in my body, so it's quite imaginative. And like I said, this animation thing is new to me. I still don't really see animation except for this character. So that was that came back, I remember when we got our manuals. I never looked at the manuals that night, but I remember waking up in the morning for the second day, having ideas about doing a session and what you could do with the client. And I didn't really know what that was, but I was just having all this stuff going on in my imagination. I bring my manuals down. I'm having breakfast in the restaurant. It continues. I've got 20 extra minutes. I open the manual. I start reading. I'm like, oh my God, I was downloading the information.
And over a fabulous breakfast, right?
It was a fabulous breakfast.
A beautiful breakfast there.
Listen, yeah. Eggs Benedict, I'm good to myself.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Myself.
I'm good to myself. I'm a Taurus. I'm a Taurus 3. So,
oh,
our food. That's a lot of Taurus going on here. I can hardly stand it myself. with an Aquarius rising. So it's a very interesting dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
So I freaked myself out and I shut the manual.
Well, why would you need it? You already have it.
Right? And I'm like, I got 10 more minutes. I'm just busting at the seams and I can't wait to get in the classroom to tell this story. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool. And what was interesting before my practice session in level 2 was the night before I had checked in a few days earlier, actually, just to review my notes and stuff like that. And I was being guided to watch a case study, a QHHT case study of a woman who had denied the fact that she had been sexually abused. Mm-hmm. And how important that she moves out of this denial and actually finds out that, yes, she actually was, and how healing it was for her. And, you know, it can go the other way. It's like sometimes you don't want to, because on other agreed levels, the healing was done and there's really no need to dig up the stuff. So I was just drawn to this YouTube video or video case study. I think it was on our USB key or something. I really can't remember. And I had an inkling. I'm wondering if this is an avenue I'm supposed to go down if I have a session during this time that I'm here. And because my own experience, I had always thought that the potential was there. It was through a family member. I had memories of sort of being hunted.
Okay.
Wow.
But I had no memories of it actually happening. So I've been telling myself and others, I always got away. I was clever. I always got away. And it was my higher self guiding me. In the session, it came through that the higher self said, I showed her that video the night before because I wanted to give her the idea that she needs a session and she needs to heal this because she actually has to go through the forgiveness process so that she can let it go. Right. And I was brought into such a deep memory of the past, but I was spared the actual action of it. Like that was just like not there, but it didn't need to be there. I was shown enough that I would go into belief that, well, okay, yeah, it did happen. Plus I had the guidance of the higher self saying, you know, this is where we're going and this is what this is for. Are you ready to go? This is where we're going. So I was well prepared ahead of time. So that's something to share with my journey through level 2. I wanted to share that. I thought that was quite clever.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's a great way to show how your higher self is delivering messages all the time. And guiding
yeah.
You.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the session begins before it begins, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I wondered, I knew. I was just like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to find out that this actually happened. And, you know, I theoretically knew it, but unless you're in it and it's real again and you're accepting, and it's very, very different once your higher self is taking you through that process, particularly through a process like QHHT, I find is, you know, you're going back in time.
Yeah.
And you're...
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, so it was a little bit of time travel, but it was done in a really tasteful way, I might say. And it was very much appreciated because, it wasn't that hard to let go and to forgive. And I've actually moved into deeper memories. The work continued on after that for for a little while after that, where more memories came in to prove, yes, to work on the belief level that this did happen. So I'm, you know, clearly I was ready. I was strong enough. There wasn't a risk. And like, we want to make sure that you don't go back into denial about this, because you've been in denial so long and you're so good at it that we need to keep pulling you back here to, yeah, it happened. So like peeling the layer.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So, and that experience has helped me in guidance during the interview. You know, when you're sharing, sometimes you'll share something. It's amazing how the clients that we attract have this, you know, it's incredible how I attract people that have the similar life experiences as me. Mm-hmm. It's just bang on every time.
Yeah. And that's why like attracts like, maybe.
Yeah.
Or guided.
It's so healing, though, on so many levels, because you attract the people that mirror back to you, and you're both healing. How many times have you had stuff come through and it's like, oh, that's for me too?
Oh, yeah. Every time, like, all the time.
Yeah. It's like, hold on, I'm taking a note for me as well. Yeah.
That's oh, crazy. Yeah. And yeah. Even before they come, you get hits off of what's going to be, what the theme is going to be very often. You know, you get the signs of, you know, what's going to be going on with that person the more you do this work, and then how it relates to you, or it'll come through you first and it's like, I think I got an idea what's showing.
Where that's going. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, which yeah. is really great, because you can really use that to prepare and go into holding the space for yourself. First, you know, and really be ready to hold the space for them. So, yeah, pretty cool.
Well, you have to do your own work. I mean, you know, we think this is about helping other people, and it is, but you have to, I think that's why these mirrors come in, is because we have to help ourselves. We have to work on ourselves. We can't be effective people for anybody else if we aren't effective for ourselves first.
Right.
Yeah. And you don't have to have it mastered and be way ahead of everybody. You can go along the journey with them, you know?
Yes.
We really got to take
it. The thing is not, because there's something, and that may be the denial thing. It's like, well, I'm just helping you. I'm, you know, I'm not part of this. Let me just help you.
It doesn't work like that.
It does not work like that. Why do you think that person came to you?
Right. You're the one that's going to be able to relate to them. So
yeah.
It's beautiful the way it works.
It's really magnetic.
Mm-hmm.
Really magnetic. Really. And I took a drink of water. I'm just holding this goblet here. You see this goblet?
I like that.
We'll have something to say about that.
Seriously?
It's a nice goblet.
There is something about these goblets. I have one for myself and one for my client, and they have experiences with this glass. They see, they look in it, they have...
I can believe that.
I don't know.
Oh, Tracy's going off of a whole other place. I can, man, Tracy, you're so easy to read.
Okay, it's another inside joke. You better let me in.
No, it was what you said. It was just, you can do, what did you just say? Somebody, you can do so many things or something like that with these glasses. And it was just like.
Yeah.
There is something up with these glasses, okay? These clients, first of all, they like, where do you get them? Where can I get some? They like want to buy themselves when they leave. The Bay, yeah. By the way, Hudson Bay. But
way to squeeze that in there.
I've just seen people like.
Well, I can see the facets. I mean, look, it's facets,
right? And it's crystal.
Mm-hmm. You know? Beautiful.
So, yeah.
And visions and memories and just, you know, just loving on the goblet. I'm telling you, I just thought I'd throw that in because it's all the time. It goes on all the time, nonstop for 3 years, all the time.
Wow. You should call them the sacred goblets.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, very medieval. Yes,
I like it.
Very Harry Potter.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I know you like Harry Potter.
Yeah. That's right.
Let's see what else do I want to talk about. I'm still talking about level 2.
Yeah, yeah. You still got to get through level 3.
Yeah, but we've got to finish level 2 first.
Okay. That's about it. That's all. Oh, I had family meet me and surprise me at the airport, which was really cool.
That's nice.
I.
What did they surprise you with, though? Because sometimes surprise doesn't mean a good thing.
They took me out for lunch.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
It was lovely. I was so touched because I'm not used to people meeting me at the airport. I'm a bit of a loner, I'm always on the peripheral and very signature starseed.
How Taurus of you.
Oh, yes, as well.
I said that like I know something about it.
Well, you pull it off really nice, Tracy.
Yeah, thanks.
I bought it.
How Taurus Aquarius rising are you anyway? What is that moon sign?
And there's a Gemini aspect in
there. Oh, of course there is.
I'm like riding the crazy train, okay?
No, say no more. No more. I don't know which one of you I'm talking to.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people living in here.
I was going to say, how many? There's a lot of sitting there.
Oh, yeah. It gets crowded sometimes. It gets crowded.
Well, even my dog's speaking up about it. So I'm telling you, if you can hear that. Okay, so you're at the airport. You're having lunch. What did you have? Well, it's not like we have our Facebook handy to pull it up.
I don't remember, but it was really touching to have the family meet me at the airport because I've never had that before. And I, thought that was really, it really touched me. And yeah. I don't travel much. And like I said, when I travel, it's usually for a course or something. So it was such a surprise. I was so touched.
Here's a theory. You went and you did this massive shift while you were in your class, right? Yeah. Where was your level two at?
Vancouver.
Oh, okay. So you did this massive shift in Vancouver. All of this emotional stuff gone now. All this stuff that would get in the way of your personal relationships, right?
Right.
And now your family meets you at the airport. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
What a testimony of the work that you did. Because what we don't talk about a lot is how you do the work, and energetically it affects everyone connected to you. That's been your mirror, that's been your, in your life as your relationship. So, if I were to do work on me, it's going to affect the way that my family reacts to me in my home because I shifted my energy and now they don't have to mirror this stuff back to me. So it shifts the relationship.
Yeah.
So I think that was a very impactful story, even though we didn't get to quite figure out what you had for lunch.
But not important, but I know it was it was delicious.
Yeah.
Delish. Yeah. Actually, leaving, going home, it was really interesting. I had missed my, the bus, the bus that takes you to the airport.
The shuttle.
I missed my scheduled shuttle. So I was trying to get on to the next one. It was all flight attendants and a group of guys from Ireland.
Awesome.
And they were real lads, let me tell you. But they were, they're like, what's the matter? Like, they saw him not letting me get on, and one of them grabbed his suitcase, and he grabbed my suitcase, and he says, I'll sit on my suitcase, and if she has to, she'll sit on my lap. There's no way she's not getting on this shuttle. Come on, darling, let's go.
Nice.
Because the shuttle driver was really giving me a hard time. And so it was just, it was just such a natural, open-hearted act, and I felt really good and in my natural state to receive that kind of generosity because, I'm for everyone else and, I just don't know what that stuff is on the other side. I just I'm busy, So I that was really, really touching, the arrival and then the way I left. So yeah, it was really nice. So that's about it I wanted to say for level two.
And see so close.
In there is that you have the class, then you have all the other things that were happening around it.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah.
Because oh, yeah.
Tracy was saying because of the work that you were doing, and it created all these things.
Yeah, but it showed you these helpful gentlemen, and just so much, so much instantly being reflected back to you in the shift.
Oh, yeah, so much open-heartedness. And, you get that every time you do a session.
Yeah.
you lift, there's a shift, there's just, it's just always something. I mean, this work never gets old. It never gets boring. That's like impossible. You're always getting something out of this work in such deep, high ways. And it's really self-affirming because, like we spoke earlier about how we're, you know, through that magnetic aspect, we're really attracting the right people for us. You know, I never, when I did massage in my home, I would only take the women from my Pilates studio and people they knew. Now it's men, women. Mm-hmm. I don't very often actually wind up speaking to them on the phone before they come. It's by email, text, that's it. I have no worries. I feel completely safe. It is a no-brainer.
Wow. And
it's just, you know, so nice not to have to worry about that kind of thing when you're working out of your home, you know? So, you're holding the space for them for these sessions, but make no mistake about it. The practitioner's always receiving a healing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
Real healing is the client is actually coming for the practitioner. If you want to go a little bit higher in some of the...
it's a mutual agreement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of the Jesus...
Some of those sessions, I was told that we made that agreement before we even came into these lives.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because it is quantum, we've already had the session. We're just catching up to the experience of it. I'm moving more into evidence of that, which is really wild. And so are the clients. And then sometimes they're able to explain it, but sometimes I have to explain it to them. So that's really cool. The more I do this work, the more... the deja vu of having done the session or parts of the session, you remembering having already done. So that's really cool.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I just want to say hi to the audience real quick. That's my job. That's why you keep seeing me look off. I have another screen over here with the live feed on Facebook going on, and you've got people, we've got one in here that missed her flight to Atlanta for level 1. And so, you know, your stories are relatable. We got Sasquatch stuff going on in here. We've got it's fun to come look at this stuff afterwards. Don't forget to come over to the BBS radio site and the Dolores Cannon official site on Facebook. And that's where I've got them posted and people are posting there. So if you want to say something to Christine, go post it over there in those sites. She'll come check it out later. And everyone listening, and wonderful to have everybody here. So, okay.
That'll be interesting. Really interesting. Yay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's really great. Cool. So level 3, level 3, my ego was really taking me for a ride.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Actually, what had happened? Oh, man. Yeah. I think I was
in general. It was a fun experience, right?
What's that?
Where was your level 3?
I said it was a fun experience.
Miami.
Miami, okay.
Yeah.
So yours was pretty recent then, yeah.
Wait a minute, Miami, no, Orlando.
Oh.
Orlando. Mm-hmm. Memory.
Yeah, it's all Florida.
Yeah. Same thing.
It's Florida.
Orlando, it's all Florida.
When you're from Canada, it's all the same.
U.S. It was somewhere in the U.S. East Coast. I'll ask the twin Gemini self.
What was it? No, I don't know.
Don't get that started. Don't wake the baby.
No.
Don't. You don't want to wake the baby.
That's too funny.
Yeah, so that's really funny. I don't know if you remember this, Julia. I don't expect you to, but I showed up with a recording to be examined from that I had made the year before. And
I don't remember that.
I did that on purpose, and I also had all this drama around the technology. Mm-hmm. And the voice was staticky and not coming through. That was interesting. But
But that happens a lot. It's so funny. In level three, the technology really does this a lot.
I remember you saying that, and I guess that's because the frequencies are going higher. We're just getting deeper into it, you know?
Yeah. But I also think the frequency idea. Also, I think it has to do with what we're doing there, because we're, you know, so much has to happen. And the biggest part, because we're working on you individually there, you know, and I mean, level two is honing your skills, but now level three is honing you. And so it really gets into the nitty gritty. And I think that is doing something energetic wise, or, you know, and it's, there's always a big humbling thing. So a lot of times in that technology, if you're really tech savvy, that technology is going to mess up on you. Yeah. Just so you will, you have to learn to let it go and get, you will be majorly humbled.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I don't do it. I promise. I don't do it. It's just so funny because it's happened so many times.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Because it was intense, wasn't it? Was it yours that we had to get all the people over there to help us get it worked out?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we had to get, and it wasn't just me. It was someone else's recording as well. So, I was starting to feel a lot better after that, actually. Yeah. But what's interesting is I told you one thing, going back to level one, I was in the bathroom. We were in a bathroom break, and I didn't know you were in one of the stalls.
Oh, no.
Yeah, be careful, everybody. I do go to the restroom. I can be in the stalls sometimes. I hear what's being said.
I hear you. Okay.
And one of the students came in with a piece of paper. She had a dream about me the night before. She says, "You've won $10 million. And she was just like really like going crazy in the bathroom. It was so real. Uh-huh. And so she was telling me about that. And then someone made a comment, and I was just like, I'm never going to change the work. I'm so dedicated. I'm not going to change this work. I'm going to keep the work pure, because that's my hardwiring. Mm-hmm. That's easy for me. When I latch on to something I like and respect, I don't change it. So I remember you, I hear the toilet flushing, you're coming out of the stall, and I saw you, and I'm like, I just want you to know I am never going to change this work. I'm going to keep the work pure. I don't expect you to remember this, but I wanted to mention that for the level one, because in level three, guess what happened to me? I had my ego wanting me to change it, to change the work. And I never succumbed to it, but I had this like, you know, this sabotaging pattern going on. And should I do the level three? And, you know, it was just this batting back and forth business. And finally, I just got tired of it and said, you know what? That's not who I really am. I am just stepping in, and I'm going to go all the way here. So finally wound up doing that. But I remember telling you in the hallway, walking to the elevators, I was telling you about how things have always, you know, all my teachers of all the modalities have always picked me. The theme has always been they pick me out of the classroom and they pick on me. Like how my father taught me, right? This theme continued on. And I was just like, you know, just telling you this. And you're like, okay, so what you're telling me is you want me to be hard on you, like for the grading and...
I'm like, something you would say.
And I was like...
Why did I open my mouth?
Totally. That's exactly what I'm like, oh no. You know? Yeah. But if you're not hard on me, I'm not going to respect it. So that's the bottom line. So, you know, I tried to... skate after that.
There's a little jersey going on there. That's the bottom line. You know, what, that didn't sound Canadian at all. You sure you're not from the States?
I know, right? Listen, my voice can take on all kinds of different, because there's a lot of people living in here, remember? So
yeah,
doing this work, I can take on all kinds of different accents. You can never tell where I'm from.
All right. I kind of want to hear a kind of Southern accent.
Southern, like how Southern?
That's pretty Southern.
That was pretty good.
Honey, I'm so good at Southern. It just all depends on what I'm talking about.
It makes the face.
Oh, peaches. Peaches.
Snookums.
Snookums.
Oh, my goodness. All right. That was good. That was
I
good.
Know. I can really go south.
This is kind of fun. What about Australia?
I was going to say English, that they're...
Well, we got some Aussies listening, so let's get that going.
I just have to think about what it is I want to say, dear. I could do the Downton Abbey.
Okay. Got English down. Okay.
Yep.
Well, for goodness sake.
It does demand it.
I have to have content to talk. Yeah, and
she does. She acts it out. It's great.
All right. Put me on the spot and I freeze.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Very lovely. That was lovely. At least I don't have to translate in this show. That's coming up. That July 3rd, you guys will see me translating French.
Wow. You can do that, Tracy?
You did a great job.
Well, you'll have to watch to find out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Nice.
So my question, you left me on a cliffhanger there. So was I hard on you?
Yes. Say yes. It's more
long
fun.
Long pause.
Oh, did I just back myself into a corner here? Oh, my God.
She's okay with yes. It works.
Well, I could ask Tracy the same thing.
Yes.
What she said.
Yes, I cried. I cried.
But you know what? It was so good. It was so good. And I was in such a hurry to send in the next one. And it was a really good process. And I knew I was there when the last one I submitted, I was like, this is the best I've got. This is as good as it gets right now. She's getting the best I have. And I disconnected from the outcome. And
there you go.
Came over me and I literally forgot. After being through these months of obsession and hyper vigilant focus, I just dropped off. I just stopped. I just detached from the outcome. And I had space from it. I had peace. It didn't even enter my mind anymore. Then all of a sudden you just came out like a rising sun and announced.
The phoenix, you were the phoenix rising from the ashes if she was the sun, right?
Yes. Yes. That's, I was going to say she was the phoenix, but really she was the sun because I was the phoenix.
Yeah. You were the phoenix. Yeah. You had diminished to nothing.
Yeah,
and then came back up.
I want to talk about that because that's huge. Because Christine, yeah. People need to know, and I don't think you've conveyed that enough to them, the controlling nature that you have. You like to control things. You like everything just exactly so, and that's why it was an obsession with you to do it. So for you to let go of the outcome, that's huge.
Yeah.
And you see how everything shifted once you did.
Yes, it really did. It really did. And I was priming that pump towards the end. I was starting to see that was the way to go. And I was working on that, but then I just moved into the natural state of it and it just clicked, which is very much like how we want to go through the manifestation process, right? It's
exactly.
A natural state. And and you know what? It's helped me so much, all of your emails back about what I need to work on. And the process with reading the script. My greatest joy in the mentoring process has been being I got a chance to be a voice coach for the level 2 in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Whoa! Like,
isn't it
the opera too, by the way.
Of course.
But isn't
Do you do country singing?
No
twang. Okay.
No twang. And I'm from Alberta, so that's really weird that I don't. But
well,
but isn't that fun? I mean, it's rewarding for me. to help others. And it's like when they, to take them from here and what they think is right to what is right for them. And it's just it is a,
I had so much fun. I was so exhilarated. I couldn't believe the energy that I was just feeling from all of that. And it was because of the mistakes I made. And I felt I was darn good at what I was doing at that time. And I'm like, I cannot get enough of this. Like, sign me up for the next time. Even if I have to get out of bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, I am down. Okay. I enjoyed it.
Watch what you say.
Because the next ones, you know, we're going to be doing a level two online. And so we will be having people in all different time zones. So
I loved it.
Oh, 3 a.m.
All heard it here. You have lots of witnesses.
3 a.m.
No, I really enjoyed it. And I really felt like I had a lot to offer because I had made the mistakes that I had made. And because, through my learning experience, I was able to share the wisdom. And that was so joyful. I have to say, so, so joyful. I'd totally do that again. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I just wanted to just talk to you about a session I had from a level one practitioner last week. May I do that?
Yes.
I'd only had three, and last week was the third one. And I was long due for a session. And oh my goodness. Wait, do I want to talk about that first? I could.
Well.
You're sounding like
me. Fucking sticking, dear.
You know what? I want to talk about, because we did a trade, right? So I want to talk about a segment that my client had, if I may. Is that okay? So we had your mother come in. Okay. And I don't think about that. I don't, like, ask for it. It happened a couple of times in the beginning, and it was really great. But I haven't thought about it in a long time, and it hasn't happened in a long time. But I wrote down word for word what came through. May I read it?
Sure.
I'm over here going, yeah, but I guess I should. Julie?
I guess.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, but you know what?
It depends. What does it say?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I think you can trust this one.
Okay. I'm excited now.
I'll trust you, Christine.
Because I thought about, no, don't bring that up. Don't go there.
Come on.
Yeah, but I'm like, I think this is okay. I got your back on this.
Okay.
Yeah, and we know why. So,
it's not changing anything.
What's that?
You're not changing anything.
No, this is like, I wrote it down word for word.
Okay.
So real quick here. So I'm asking for the client, is their guidance being a QHHT practitioner? How did that happen?
Okay, that's good.
Oh, wait. Okay, so I'm asking a different question, and the higher self is finishing it up, and then it segues right into... Christine Dolores is here for you.
Okay.
What is it? What would you like to know? I didn't write that down. So it's segue. I was not expecting this at all.
Mm-hmm.
I asked the question, what is the guidance? And the higher self said it's more about an energy imprint adjustment example in the way that she connects with the spirit guide. So this is the higher self still speaking right now. And then, so me, I ask, can you describe what you mean? And the answer is, we are connecting the energy of the new wave star being that will come in the form of guidance. So I say, wonderful. How will she recognize this? And the reply was, that's when Dolores is here for you, Christine. What would you like to know? So I was not like, I was expecting the higher self to say, how is she going to recognize this, or will she recognize it?
Right.
So I'm like, oh, wow. Like, if you heard the recording, it was just fantastic. So all tears are welling up. So how am I doing as a practitioner? And the answer is amazing work. And I'm not doing this to brag about me. This is not what I want to get to, but I wanted to go through the whole thing. So amazing work. She pats you on the back. And she says, excellent work. Then she said, keep up the good work. In 3 years Earth time, she will be one of my physical guides in the way that is meant, in that I will be able to hear her. Over this period, between now and 3 years from now, there will be more clearing of time. And the client said that she is saying right now, she's going through an upgrade herself in the Hall of Records, and you will be connecting with this upgrade version of Dolores for your work. For now, you are doing fine. And then I say, will I continue the work? And the answer is yes. Like, I'm asking the same questions again, which is really funny, because why would I do that? But you see why the more information is getting pulled in. Like, I ask a question, I get an answer, and I kind of like ask the same question again. I found that was really interesting. So then, will I continue to do the work? Yes. How is my life evolving from how she sees it and from where she sees it? And the answer was, your path has always been your own. Spirit saw, from seeing it from spirit side, how we see it is humanity is not ready for the work to evolve. In baby steps, we want to do the work so that we can ride the wave with as many humans as possible. And we can evolve fast, but if we do it, it will only be with a few souls. But that is not the plan. The plan is to move forward with as many souls as possible with the present timeline so that the future timelines are not strained. That is the purpose. So I asked, does she have advice for me in how I'm doing the work? All star seeds are feeling a little lost right now because they are running while others are still learning to crawl. That gap can feel like you are stagnating. You are not. You are exactly where you need to be. You're in a period of rest and doing the work in an easier manner. Enjoy that period of rest. I say thank you, and the reply is, she repeats, you're exactly where you are supposed to be. And then I say, can you tell me why I get emotional when I see your face or hear you or hear your name? Why do I cry? And she replies, it goes in and out between the higher self commenting, and then It's as if Dolores herself is speaking. But you'll hear in the debriefing how much more of an expanded experience the client was having, which is pretty cool. So she says, the connection. I am a star being myself, and I have strong soul contracts with the people who are taking my work forward. She referred to my client as knowing this, and that this client has been guided to her. She has been guided to me for years, but she has not been ready. So she's referring to the client. Mm-hmm. It's certain energy to do this. I was a stubborn soul, a special soul that moved the work forward through a challenging time, just like you. I followed my heart beyond anything else, just like you. You see the similarity between you and me, the disconnection from drama and laying out the truth as it is. This is important. Thank you for coming through, I say, and she says, you are welcome. So I don't want to toot my own horn here at all, but I felt that the way the information was coming through, that this would be really signature truth, you know. And then in the debriefing, it was really cool because the client said she was shown images of wild horses, and she could hear your mom's voice in the background say, hold your horses. And it was right at that time where about me wanting to evolve the work. And so she was having this experience in the background, hold your wild horses, hold your horses, she had said. And she had also shown her as a young girl, the client saw herself as a young girl with her books, and school was her refuge. Mm-hmm. So she was being shown the image of a young girl with her books, and she was getting the feeling that Dolores was showing her, you are a young student, but I'm teaching you. And which leads to talking about how important the debriefing can be. You know, you don't want to drag through the whole session. You want them to experience that on their own, but it can be really amazing to get that expanded version of their experience while it's fresh.
Absolutely, because they mm-hmm. see and experience so much more than they say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That is good to get the rest of what they experienced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a client that did a regression and she was observing a man, and then she became the man. But the experience afterwards was she was getting that this was her true love, her beloved, mm-hmm. why she was shown that and all this. And so much more came out in the debriefing, because you can forget about those expanded versions if you don't listen to your recording. They can go. But if you get some of that on the recording, when they do finally listen to the recording, some of them, they can go into believing that in. You know, it's a mm-hmm. belief-based modality. You got to, but believe it in. You got to believe it in. You've got to get that feeling back. So to have that expansion, a little bit of expansion on the during the debriefing period when it comes up, I think it's important when it comes up, because it's coming up for a reason. Because that's the extra juice that's going to really.
Well, I think you're right. I think that's that convincer. So many people need a convincer, and that is mm-hmm. usually right. where it will come in. It'll be something in that session, but yeah. then it's also something that's happening there that they don't even realize yet. That
right.
when you do that, then all of a sudden it starts tying together, and they're like, "Oh my gosh," you know. And that's what they need, just to keep them believing.
Right. So. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So you said you also had a session?
I had a session, and I had this beautiful dragon come in and gift me this pearl in its teeth. It had the pink and purples and greens, but the colors were light. Mm-hmm. It was light. And each row of colors on this dragon had a white light border around it, and it was just shimmering, and it came out of this shimmering water. And again, I'm not really big on these kind of images. In my
give me people. Give me
cartoons, dragons, fantasy. Yeah.
It was beautiful, and it came in to be the cohesion for the transmission for the session. And it was the information came out that it was the 777 Sophia code. Information came out about the Rainbow Bridge, how the cosmic heart and the intellectual mind, it was both ends of the cosmic bridge. So that I found that really cool. But in my session, I had been sensing that I need to remove some of that younger child trauma stuff. And the higher self had shared that I needed this harsh way of being brought up by my father, because my energetic body was so delicate, needed to be anchored through this way, or I wasn't going to make it. So he was chosen, or I chose him to keep me here, make me strong, and that it was agreed that the consequences would be dealt with later. I remember being very, very young, not in school yet, having to carry a pail full of water, a big pail full of water across hot sand from where we were camping with the water pump. And I had to carry it down the road to the campsite. And if too much water got spilt out, I'd have to go back and do it again. The idea was to bring it back full.
Sure.
I went through stretching every nerve and my whole body being in pain from being this toddler, and people grabbing me by the hand and showing up on the campsite telling my dad what a jerk he was, and you don't do this to a kid. It went back through all of that, and the higher self said she needed that, because the energetic body was just too delicate. And there's so much love felt there from my father. And something interesting I found out about my mother, I never felt connected to my mother. I always looked at it, though, like she wasn't connected to me. Mm-hmm. it was just the way it was. And the higher self had commented that this, it's like the voice changed. It was like, oh, there's mother's energy is just beautiful. And I'm lying there going, huh?
My mother?
Right? just this, you know.
Are we talking Mother Mary? What are we talking?
Not that I didn't think my mother wasn't wonderful. I mean, I'll talk about her in the 3D, like she's a good person. I mean, she was a great person, but you know, that not getting that mother love thing was actually not what I thought. It was my heart that was close to her. Mm. She connected to me and had great love for me. It was my heart that was closed off to her. And I was just like, oh, I was shocked. Oh, yeah. I was really shocked by that. And then it went into this very high-minded vocabulary and very digital way of speaking about how it had to do with calibrations and timing and design. And it was very important that I was not focused on my mother, that I was solely focused on my father. And that's what it was like growing up. She was just kind of like stayed out of the way. And I resented her for that. And then segued in the galactic beings. And here's what we talked when we were in level 3. They were there to help with the healing. And it was found out that I am seeing the babies that I'm helping out with. And remember we talked about that in level 3?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, you were... We can have some really interesting conversations in level 3s.
Are we talking about little hybrids?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And anyway, I know that I'm a hybrid, that I'm a Syrian Pleiadian hybrid. I've all kinds of experiences over the last several years to prove that. But I never went down the road of being getting hijacked by that in terms of taking my attention and focus off of more important things. I didn't overly identify with it and make it very important. I just innately knew that was not going to be a good idea. Anyway, so that they were working in my emotional body. So I was feeling these emotions and I was making this connection. And the question was, does she get to see them? Because the last time I'd inquired, there was just too much fear still resonating in my body, and that would not have been good for me or for them. So that's not allowed. And it was said that I am visiting them now, and they have much love for me, and they watch me every day, and they learn from me every day. And I had asked for it to be stopped because either find a new way of doing things, like upgrade your methods so that the body is not taking so much of a strain. And when I put that out there, within days, it shifted. So this past year, since I saw you last, it's been much, much better.
Oh, good.
To the point where I was even wondering if it was still going on. And yes, it's still going on, which is fine with me because I'm okay now with my physical body.
But they're just doing it a different way, like you asked.
Yeah. I said, listen, I know I can say no, and I don't want to say no. I want you to do it better or differently.
Well, because you have a life here, and this whole thing, the interactions that we have with the beings, it's never been intended to interfere or interrupt with the life here. So Some of that, it was getting to work to that point where it's definitely having an impact on what's going on here. And that is not the intention.
Right.
So I do it a different way.
Right. And I knew I had to take responsibility for that and put that out there and say, hey, I am here and I am announcing that this is, you know, this is not okay this way anymore. But it took me a long time to be able to do that. And I think that exercise in of itself was a good training ground for me. Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
That had a happy ending.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, it's an odd topic, but it was showing you were setting your boundaries.
I was. And that has not been a strong suit for me at all. Other people, that's innate. They come in with that. Me, it was like, it eluded me setting boundaries completely. You know, did not know how to do that. So Yeah, so I have. How are we doing for time? Are we okay?
We're okay. We can go a little bit longer if we need, if you want to, or we can. But definitely, before we go too much longer, I want you to tell everybody how they can reach you, how they can contact you if they want to.
Oh yes, so my website is hypnosishealing5d.com, and on that website I have email and telephone number. And
Hypnosis5D.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hypnosis Healing.
In the chat room.
Okay. Hypnosis Healing.
Hypnosis Healing5D.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Super.
And my email is clarkchristine9@gmail.com. Yeah.
Wonderful. Isn't Tracy fantastic? She just so
there. Got it. Not your email, but I got your website.
Wizard.
Wizard. Yes. I'm a wizard, Harry. Since we did the Harry Potter thing earlier. So.
But I didn't know Julia was Harry.
Oh, well.
Who are you?
I don't know.
Who you want to be.
Yep.
Well, the thing is, though, so you came into dragons, and that's Tracy's.
Yeah, thing. Yeah, dragons. Okay, yeah, let's go there. Mm-hmm.
That's your thing.
That's her thing. Yeah.
That's my screensaver.
Oh, yeah. Bring it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dragon journey.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll just put a little plug in for Tracy. She does these little dragon journeys with people. Meet your dragon. She has a lot of different things that she does where you can explore the dragon world.
Oh, wow. Wow. Just beautiful.
A lot of fun.
Your dragons are amazing. Everyone's got one.
Yeah. Yes, I believe that.
Tracy, real quick, how can people find you?
TracyMahan.com. That's Tracy with an IE. On the QHHTofficial.com, find a practitioner. We're both there. Oh, I'm pointing, but then when it comes out on the other screen, I think actually
my screen. You guys are.
Yeah, you're down here. So, anyways, and when it's on YouTube, maybe you're up there. I don't know, but
we just do this business all the time.
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. You can find me on the QHHT official page and TracyMahan.com. And Julia. How do people get signed up for courses?
If you're interested in this really cool world of QHHT, like Christine said, it does not get boring. I mean, it's amazing what people come into, all the adventures. It's like you're on a different adventure every time you're working with someone. And, and then you get the beauty of helping people. And so you're on these wild adventures and you're helping.
You know what's boring? Is the time between sessions,
right?
When you're looking forward to the next one. But anyway, so if this sounds like something that you might be interested in, we have online classes, like we mentioned, the level one is online. We have that running all the time, so you can always go in there. And that's what we have to rely on right now because of, you know, we're not doing live classes right now. And not sure when we will be doing it in the immediate future. So, but definitely you do the online class and you can get all the information for that as well as level two online will be coming out soon. So you can get all that information at QHHTofficial.com.
Yeah.
That's Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique, QHHT. Official. Well, some of my H's, I guess they don't sound like, I'm not sure what they sound like.
There's another course that's coming out, isn't there?
There is. There's another course. It's called Soul Speak. I finally got it done and I'm just doing my little spit shines on it now, but it is live and you can find that course at juliacannon.com. Just go onto the Soul Speak online course and check it out. Yeah. So that's, anyway, yeah, new things are all out here and
all based on this.
Yes, based on my book. So shameful plugs here, which anyway, so
I read that book three times.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful. I know You know, it's funny. I'm happy to take, you know, compliments and things like that, praise for it, because I don't feel like I wrote it. So it's like, I was just the medium that it came through, and they still come through, but I'm so proud that I, you know, it was hard. I resisted, I dragged my feet, everything, but they kept after me until I got it done. And yeah. So they get the credit.
Well, and it's almost kind of like a must have if you're going to do the quantum healing. It's such a very important piece to the interview, to understand the language of the aches and pains in the body and what they mean, and lead you to the next question to ask and help you help your clients. So if you are a QHHT practitioner and you do not have that book,
you need it.
You need it. And you need to go take that course. Yes. A great
book for the plane.
Yep. It's a great travel book. Yeah. It's light. It's small. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. They kept telling me, because I'm thinking, you know, I got up because, hey, look at the footsteps I was following. Woman who writes books like this, you know, and they're like, doesn't need to be. And I kept reading other books or seeing other books out there on similar topics, and they're big too. And I'm like, how am I? I don't have that much information. They're like, you don't need that much information. That's a bunch of fluff that these people have, you know, not my mother, yeah, but these other people have put in.
And, nice save. Yeah. Nice save there.
Yeah,
not my mother.
Fluff. There's no fluff in
books like this.
It's all good material. It's just good, solid stuff.
Right to the point.
But and not to say that it's all fluff, but it's just like there were things in there that were making things complicated and it just kind of overdoing. And they're like, and anybody knows the universe and knows working with the universe, you know that they keep everything simple. And so everything was just to the point. It's like, well, this is this. Doesn't need to be any more complicated than that. So, I mean, I fluffed it as much as I could, but it's like, there's just, you know, I can't. And so then that's where now they have been after me for years to do this online course. And it's like, yeah, you have to get this out there. I'm like, okay, all right, I'll work on it. I did it the same way I did the book, and I just dragged my feet. And then finally, the virus, and they're like, there's all these things happening. I could feel the pressure. They're like, do it now.
Oh, we're not going to quarantine because we're waiting for Julia to finish her courses.
Yep. So anyway, it actually, I think it was yesterday, the day before, it went live. And
yeah, that's awesome.
Congratulations.
Oh, we did that at the same time. How wonderful.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to say Julia Wagner in the chat room, I just want to shout out to you because you've been posting and cheering us on this whole way. And she's saying your book is a great resource. And so I just want to say that and say hi to Judy in the chat room as well. Both of them have been very interactive. And I'm sure there's some others, Heidi and Andre. If I scroll around, Shannon, Tina, all of you guys that are listening, the ones that are chatting, thank you. You guys and your support is so much to us. So
you said there's a lot from Australia. A lot of them are.
There was a couple from Australia in there. Yeah. Aww. So hello. They were trying to give you hints as to how to, what to say. Let me find that again. How's it going, mate?
Oh,
try it.
How's it going?
Yeah, how's it going, mate? That's use your accent. We're waiting.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is your Australian accent.
On the spot, we want Australian accent. And
they were trying to help you.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I checked out. I already ended.
Yeah.
I can't.
She's like, I can see her interview's gone. It's like, no, I'm already gone. We've done.
That's actually one of them I can't do.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm proud of you for admitting it.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so let's go ahead. This has been wonderful, Christine. I always like to have, like, if you can just express a final message to everyone, just something that you'd like them to take away from you, from meeting you, from you, from whatever.
Let's see. Just checking my notes.
She's got cheat sheets. I like it.
She does.
Oh, yeah. You should see my cheat sheet.
Here she is. Google. Give me an inspirational quote.
What's my final message?
It's coming.
What's something that's, okay, the first thing that pops in your mind right now of something that major thing that maybe has come through sessions or something, just something you want people to know.
Yeah. Our imagination, the Christ God mind, is huge. And the feeling is the secret. To feel, you've got to believe it in, and it's everything. It's absolutely everything. Imagination.
Beautiful.
Apply the feeling to it.
Imagination, and that's a biggie, because that's where that little child comes in, because children can imagine.
Yes.
They can.
Yeah. And sometimes you get that little banshee cartoon character that does cartwheels and flips.
That's maybe riding that's on a dragon.
Maybe that's what she's doing. She's trying to get you to do it with her.
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
What would you have done if she had gotten up in the middle of her level one class and did a flip in the front of the room?
I was, just nobody saw me. I could feel the air and the hair. I was doing it.
All right. Well,
there we go.
Julia probably would have started dancing.
Oh, like, yeah.
Cartwheel. Keep on the music.
You know, but yeah, I would have done something. I would not have stopped you.
No. I was so busy into it, I didn't even think to mention it to anybody. I mean, I was so knee deep in the experience. It was amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. So the God mind is the imagination. That's where everything is. And before we go to bed at night and get up in the morning, like before going to bed at night and getting up in the morning, before getting up, just move into that expanded version of yourself and let that godness be there and take up the space.
Yeah.
Wait for the feeling to come in. Don't try to force it. Just wait for it. Just wait there for it. If it knows you're waiting there for it, it'll be there.
Yeah. All right, our little triple Taurus, Aquarius, rising Gemini moon woman. So nice having you on the show.
Very nice. Yes, yes.
Both of you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Did we do that in unison? That was good.
Love it. All right.
Such an honor to have you here, Christine. And everyone, thank you so much for being here with us.
We
love you. Yes.
We're doing this now, right? Ah. Yes. All right. Thank you, Christine. Perfect. Thank you, Julia.
Thank you,
Tracy. See you guys all next time.
Bye.
Bye.